I got this nugget many years ago, not too long after my son was born in the late fall 2001. The words about and were swirling around in my head, so I decided to get out the two best Bible tools I have ever used, in my opinion, the dictionary and the thesaurus. God showed me that the word about was a passive, descriptive word, whereas the word to was an active one. Let me explain. Thinking about a problem, with the wrong perspective, only makes it bigger in our thoughts, or at least makes it appear bigger. During that time, we had a financial mountain looming over us, and it felt like there was a serious boxing match going on inside my head about it, and I was not winning. The thoughts were relentlessly bombarding me, and I thought for sure that the mountain of debt would fall on me if I were to look at it the wrong way. Can I get a witness? Speaking to the mountain, however, was another story. Mark 11:22-24 AMP is a passage of scripture that every believer needs in their arsenal. The Holy Spirit can bring this to your remembrance whenever you need it. And Jesus, replying, said to them, "Have faith in God, constantly. Truly I tell you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be lifted up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt at all in his heart but believes that what he says will take place, it will be done for him. For this reason, I am telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe, trust and be confident, that it is granted to you, and you will get it." Speaking to the mountain gave a direction or a purpose. With this new revelation, I determined that the mountain and its current purpose in my life had overstayed its welcome, and I began speaking to it a new purpose. In the simplest terms, I told that mountain of debt to go and to take its friends with it, fear, doubt, worry and unbelief. Understand that mountains are rude and will continue to linger long after the party is over and you want to clean up and have some quiet time. They can pretend to be a little hard of hearing also, so, from your position of authority, which is the same as Christ's authority, tell that mountain to move, to crumble, and to get, to show fly, "Don't bother me anymore." If you have never applied this principle before, start with an ant hill, and work your way up to a mole hill and then tackle a hillside. Your expectations for mountain-moving faith will start to grow on the inside of you. Ask God to reveal to you where to start, He'll be more than happy to show you. He wants those mountains out of your life even more than you do. He would very much like to be your senior partner in re-landscaping your life to look like heaven. Now, that's a very nice image. Heaven on earth at your address. It's an unbreakable promise from the book of Matthew 6:10, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." #WordInfusionT #It's tea time #mountains move out of my way.